Now, of course, we are in a holiday shortened trading week here. A lot of folks gearing up to travel for Thanksgiving. What is that going to mean for the industry, particularly as we are starting to see cases tick up of COVID-19 once again, not just in the U.S., but internationally? Jonathan Root is with us now, Moody's Senior Vice President. Jonathan, good to see you. You know, as we look at some of the recent travel numbers, what do you think is the read through for the airlines, and is predictability back?
Well, I'm not sure I'm not confident in specific predictability, but I think the read through is positive. We're sticking with our positive outlook for the industry. We're looking at it as the, you know, the cup is half full at the moment, and it's going to get fuller through the holidays and as we approach spring, notwithstanding that infection rate trends are up right now.
And Jonathan, what's the risk to that upbeat outlook if, you know, we start to get more lockdowns?
Well, I think, you know, Brian, that is the risk. If infection rate trends cause governments to make it more difficult to travel or restrict travel, then we are going to see a slowdown. But we saw that going back, you know, through 2021. We had the acceleration in the summer. We had the Delta variant. We're seeing strong activity now for the holidays with the U.S. You know, as long as the U.S. government allows non-citizens to arrive, we think that trend is going to continue. We think behavior is probably changing as well, given, you know, with more vaccinations and you know, the medicines coming, that, you know, should be a an influencing factor that maybe can allow, you know, keep the restrictions low enough to allow travel to happen.
I want to focus in a little bit more on international specifically, because Germany's Angela Merkel saying this morning that things are as bad as they've ever been in Germany in terms of COVID and the number of infections. How much upside have you been looking for as international travel starts to open back up? I mean, how much was this going to lend to the numbers for the airlines?
Yeah. So, you know, from our perspective, we see a continuing positive trend. If we look at the U.S. airlines, right, domestic TSA screenings are at 80% of 2019 level with limited international travel at the moment. So, you know, that's helpful for the U.S. airlines. We think that will continue. On the international front, we haven't seen, since November 8, we have not seen the uptick in daily screenings, a meaningful uptick. But that will probably come with the holidays, as people are going to connect, you know, friends and family and the holidays. And again, the key, I can't predict which government may become more restrictive in what time frame. And that is the key, you know, for the international recovery. We do feel that there is still strong pent-up demand, not only for leisure, but for business travel and even an international long-haul travel. Now, those two are not going to pick up at the same pace as did domestic in the U.S. this summer, but we do anticipate that there will be accelerating activity and volumes across the customer base.
How concerned are you, Jonathan, about the risk to profits because of the rise in jet fuel?
Yeah, so we think the airlines can be profitable with higher jet fuel than where the price of Brent oil is today. You know, the challenges we're coming through, you know, this is the recovery phase. So if we were beyond the pandemic, normal activity levels, we'd be less concerned for sure. But we know that historically, when oil was, Brent was at 100 a barrel, going back in the 2015 timeframe or 13 timeframe, excuse me, the U.S. airlines had an operating profit margin of around 8%. So we think they can be profitable. Of course, the cost structure is changing. With the pandemic, the industry has made meaningful strides in managing its cost structure. Going back a year ago, the companies were talking about how their margins in 2023 would be better than 19 because of the work they did on their cost structure. Well, roll forward to today with cost inflation, not only fuel, but other costs, you know, that equation is changing. But we still expect the industry to be profitable as we get toward the end of the pandemic and back to normal conditions.
Jonathan, thanks so much this morning and happy Thanksgiving to you. Moody's Senior Vice President talking to us about the airlines outlook there.